Because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Time for a walk on the wine side. Here's Mandy Robertson and Ken Connors.
At 8:21 with the always very busy Mandy Robertson. I'm surprised you find time for me on Saturday mornings. With your schedule.
Yeah, I'm busy, but you know what? I'm also very cold right now. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
It's freezing.
More in a couple of layers, I bet, right?
Absolutely. I'm draped in a blanket and like a hat on my head.
Yeah. And you have to go out later today, so dress for it. Young lady.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Let's start with our wines. You have four, right, to talk to us about. What do you want to start with?
What about the Amarone?
Oh, yes. Very nice. I got to say hi to my friend Frank, a neighbor. He swears by it, Amarone.
This one in particular. So if he's a lover of Tedeschi, then he's going to be super happy. So that's what I'm going to start with today. We've got the Tedeschi Amarone Valpolicella. This one is the Marne 180. So first of all, I just want to say this family is one of the most kindest, generous, most lovely people you will ever meet. It's really a family-driven operation, and they make the highest quality Amarone and other wines, actually, in Valpolicella. And I've said this before, but quality wine can only come from quality people, and this is certainly it. So this Amarone is, of course, a blend of indigenous grapes, the Corvinon, Corvina, Rondinella, and it is a big wine. It's 16%, but that's the beauty of Amarone. The wine is named after Marne, which means marl. That's the soil that the vines were planted on. And the grapes were dried for about 4 months. So that really makes very concentrated flavors, tannin, structure. The wine is incredibly complex. It's powerful. It's beautiful. Aged for about 30 months on Slovenian oak. And it's the kind of wine that you just want to open up on a day like today. You know, it's minus 40. Really heartwarming notes of like that ripe, concentrated blackberries, blueberries, cherries, raisins, dried plum, beautiful vanilla, dark chocolate, but it also has a little lift, like it has a little bit of an herbaceous character, very round and velvety on the palate, but still carries like a really nice freshness. I mean, it's just incredible. The expression of Amarone, I mean, I'm always impressed, but this is a really special wine that I think is really meant to be enjoyed for the special people in our lives, so I really highly recommend it. Again, it is the Tedeschi Amarone Marne 180, and it's $46.50 at the SAQ.
I just want to jump in and say that your Italian accent's really coming along.
Oh, thank you. I'm getting ready for
next month.
In a few weeks.
Good for you. All right. Second on your list today.
Okay, so let's stay in Italy. Let's just do the Rufino.
Yes.
So this is a Prosecco. Everybody loves Prosecco. Everybody loves Rufino. And this is for Valentine's Day. I think it's great for Valentine's Day. Can't have Valentine's Day without bubbles. But we have two here. So they have two at the SAQ right now. The white one, which is the regular Prosecco, 100% Glera. It's the white sparkling version. It does have a little bit of sweetness. It's a bit off dry, but it's delicious. Mm-hmm. Very bright, very high in acidity, but that little bit of sugar is going to tame that down a bit, add some balance and complexity and flavor. So the white Prosecco has notes of apples, ripe pear, peach. Like, this wine has so much peach. It's really good. And it's on sale at the SAQ right now for $17.75. Yep, and 500 bonus points. I just checked this morning, actually, and so that's fun.
Cool.
And then they also have a rosé, and it's a little bit different. So it's made with Glera, but it also has 15% Pinot Noir in the blend, which makes it pink. And then you get also a little bit more sweet spice character coming from the Pinot. Ultimate Galentine's Day sparkling wine, I think, because first of all, it's pink. Mm-hmm. But really beautiful color, beautiful flavors, hint of sweetness. It's going to be great if you have like little desserts that you want to eat with your friends or whatever. So these two Proseccos from Rufino are absolutely delicious. So the white, again, is $17.75, and the rosé Prosecco is $18.10.
It's a really nice looking bottle too, the white Rufino.
I think it's artfully packaged.
I mean, they
do a really good job, so it really stands out. And the wine's fabulous too.
A rosé now?
Oh, yes, let's do rosé. Okay, so this is from Domaine Ott. It's called By Ott, O-double-T, and we're going to Provence with this one. So really beautiful wine. They've been making wine for generations. And I know we all love rosé in the summer, but, you know, if there's ever a day to feel like, you know, the tropics, it would be today. Great for Valentine's Day as well. It's $31.50 at the SAQ, so there's a blend of Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre, beautiful perfume, nice aromatics. It's just gorgeous. It's it's pretty, it's attractive. Red strawberry fruit, ripe red cherries, little bits of like hints of watermelon and honeydew, white flowers. It's just really fun and delicious rosé. Soft on the palate, but it's a dry wine, so it's a really gastronomic rosé. It's meant to go with food. So if with your friends, whoever, order some really good quality sushi and enjoy this wine to the last drop. The bottle itself is really beautiful as well, and it's just the perfect rosé. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. So what was the price again?
$31.50.
Yeah, very good. All right. And finally, a Massi Fresco di Massi.
Yeah, so this is a beautiful white wine from Massi. It's called Fresco di Massi, really crowd-pleasing wine. Everyone I recommend this to, they really love it. It's a wine that's made with minimal intervention, so you're kind of letting nature do its thing. The grapes are grown organically. Fermentation's kicked off with indigenous yeast, no filtration. And they have serious values when it comes to the environment, so that's why it's named Fresco di Massi. It represents that. But the wine itself, so delicious, really complex blend of Chardonnay, Garganega, Pinot Grigio, and the power of those three grapes together in that blend is just really outstanding. It's a super fun wine. You've got that citrus and freshness coming from the Chardonnay. You've got those floral notes and structure coming from the Pinot Grigio, and the Garganega is going to, you know, give those ripe, red, delicious apple notes and pear and yellow plum. Just a beautiful, really well-made wine. It's crazy delicious, and it's only $19 at the SAQ. Again, that's Massi Fresco di Massi.
Fresco di Massi. Yeah, what would you have that with, Mandy?
Geez, you know what I had? I made this the other day with like a fish bake. So I just put some white fish, salt and pepper, a little bit of shallots on top, lemon juice and cream, and you bake that in the oven for like 20 minutes. It couldn't be easier to make, and it was perfect. It was so good. Those citrus notes from the wine matched with that lemon in the dish. It was like, it was so good.
All right. These wines, by the way, if you go to my show page at cjd800.com, Weekends with Ken page, those wines are all listed there, and you can see the bottles and the prices, and that's a nice recap for you. Before I let you go, I got a minute. Where were those cupcakes from that you posted about on Instagram?
Oh, my God. Yes. So my friend recommended, I'm doing some filming today, and I really needed some beautiful cupcakes.
Right.
They are from someone named Connie, and her Instagram handle is Sweet by Connie.
Yeah.
And if you go to my Instagram, I'll post it. But her name is Connie Pacific, and her business is Sweet Sea. She's on the South Shore in Candiac, and she makes these...
Oh, my God. They're works of art, Mandy.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it. These beautiful cupcakes, and I taste it. They're delicious as well, so you can't go wrong.
All right. Mandy, thanks. Stay warm. We'll talk again soon.
I will. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. A29, by the way, again, those are posted on our, those bottles are posted on our website here on Weekends with Ken on my show page.